Hello?
Hello, good evening. Is Irmina Kutulas there?
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet? Sorry?
Thank you.
We would love to hear your opinion. Your opinion is very important for us.
That? Oh, brother. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to give you an opinion. Go ahead.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, I'm voting for Trump.
So will you definitely vote then?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And may I know, what is your age?
I am 38.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am Greek.
Okay. Thank you so much. And also, let me ask you, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you so much. In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Out of that list, if you can please select two choices. First one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Wow, that was a lot of information. What was I supposed to do with this? I forgot what you asked.
Select two choices out of that list. That are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections.
I would say taxes and the abortion.
Okay. Thank you very much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you so much. And thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably worse.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? We say very often, Not often or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. And would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same rights.
Same rights. Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Ron DeSantis.
Never heard of him.
About the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
No opinion.
Thank you. Next one, it is Donald Trump.
Fifty-fifty.
And how about Kamala Harris?
We did it, Joey.
How will you 50%. Rate her? 50? Okay.
50-50.
About the NAACP?
Fifty-fifty.
Thank you. And how about Joe Biden?
Fifty-fifty.
Thank you. How about the Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party. 50-50.
And last one, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. That is so funny. Dislike.
I can't believe
that was an actual question.
And how will you rate her from 0 to 100?
0.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way out, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Probably Donald Trump.
Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I am not worried at all.
Thank you. And I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Wait, did you say white people are the problem?
The statement says reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement, ma'am?
Oh, I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Yes, it should be.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.